With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Travis Thomas Experience, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. You know, I'm getting a lot of pushback on the Turgeon Terp stuff. It seems like a lot of, Vicky Vick, I want you to weigh in on this. A lot of people are kind of off on the Terps now since they've gone to the Big Ten. It doesn't seem to be the passion for Terps basketball like when they were in the ACC. So my question to you is, do you think fans thumb their nose down at the Big Ten? And do you think the Terps will have the kind of success in the Big Ten that they once had in the ACC?
I don't think so. I mean, who gets up for Purdue, Maryland, when it could be Duke, Maryland, UNC, right. Maryland, Virginia, Maryland? I mean, all those schools, it was ACC. They were born and raised ACC. And that's when I sort of tapped out a little bit of Maryland basketball when they made that move. I know it's all about the money, of course, but as a fan, it's not what we want. We want to beat Duke every year in Duke when Duke comes here. I mean, when Duke rallied for 10 points against Maryland in the final minute at Cole Fieldhouse, which, by the way, one of the most iconic moments in college basketball history, despite the fact that I hate that.
Yeah,
and I hate being reminded about that.
Right.
But that's what the rivalry was all about. There's nothing marquee. There's no momentous moment that Maryland has had in the Big Ten so far, to my knowledge.
Right. I think their biggest moment was Iowa away, because they haven't won a road game in, 8 years. That doesn't move the needle for us in this area. This is a basketball area, you know, and we look for the Dukes in North Carolina to come in. We look for those other teams that we played in the ACC, even the Wake Forest, who was like low on the totem pole. But we still love beating those teams. You don't get the same thing out of beating Rutgers.
And maybe you can say maybe the players, because we older people grew up with Juan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter, you know,
right.
Steve Blake. You know, right. those are iconic players in this area locally, and they also had a brief career in the NBA, but
right.
They're known as a Maryland Terrapin, and they were ACC players. There's no player here at the moment that is a Zion Williamson,
right?
I should say, quote.
I think the closest one we got to that is probably right now Bruno,
and he's out of here. You better believe it.
Yeah, and Sticks, if he hangs around, doesn't be, I don't want to call stupid, but doesn't go just do a money grab, you know. I think Sticks needs one more year in college if he can. I think that will work out for him, but I think the biggest player we had was Bruno.
Right, I'm looking at the Terp schedule now. No big wins. They did beat Purdue, but that was here in College Park, to your point, Dave.
Yeah.
But they lost all the tough road. You know, lost at Michigan. They lost at Michigan State. To your point, on the road, you could forget about it. It's not a traveling road show, that's for sure. Let's go to Bob in Alexandria, wants to weigh in on our Terp talk. What's up, Bob?
We were in this game the whole way to the last couple seconds. It's never going to be ACC basketball. I've been watching the Terps for 50 years.
Wow.
When Lefty Driesell was here, all the way through the good days, the bad days, Lynn Bias days. So if we're looking to go back to the ACC, it's not going to ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kills me,
right.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that. What can we get better than Turgeon? What did he really do? We were down 15. He brought the team back. Beautiful play, 3-point to tie it. To me, it was bad defense at the end of the game. How he got a layup with 1 point, with 2 seconds left.
Right.
Who's to blame for that?
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was an Ole style of defense. They let that man go by like a bullfighter. I agree with you, Bob. You know, I said earlier in the show, I actually thought this was the best Turgeon coach this year. I don't put this one on him. I thought they missed free throws. I thought, to your point, that last play was just atrocious. You just can't. I mean, just don't tell me that's coaching. You got to have somebody. If Bruno's so big and bad, then Bruno, you step out there, put an elbow in someone's face or something. You just can't give that layup up. Make them beat you at the line or something. I'm with you, Bob.
But see, Bob,
he went by sticks like he wasn't even standing there. He went right by him. Now, come on now. We've all watched basketball from little league basketball to junior high school basketball to high school, college, pros. They all miss layups. It's absolutely amazing. They all miss free throws. So how the hell do you blame that on Turgeon?
Yeah, Bob, but I go back to, do you practice that in practice as a coach?
Yeah, but they've been shooting free throws since they were 10 years old, bro. Come on.
True.
But you got to practice it, come though. On. Bob, I know we love osmosis, but osmosis doesn't work when you don't practice with young people.
He's saying, Bob, that he doesn't think Turgeon runs them and then has them shoot free throws at the end of practice.
You don't think he does?
I think he does. Listen, I'm defending. I feel like I'm on an island, Bob, and you're on there with me because – we're defending a guy who, look, the season's over, and it's 69-67, and I certainly won't deny that I haven't talked trash about Turgeon myself. I don't think he's the right guy for the gig, to be quite honest with you, Bob. But for today, I put this one on the players. I'm with you on that, Bob, and thanks for the call, too. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie wants to weigh in on the Terp situation. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good, yeah, Eddie. I've been a Maryland fan since I was 11 years old. Back to the Juan Dixon, Mouton, Wilcox days, and I still follow them till this day, man. I don't care if they're playing the Pac-12 and the Big 12.
I hear you.
I'm a fan of them. And what I saw today, man, I loved it. Turgeon did what he had to do. You know, the balls were in and out. There were a lot of balls that they didn't go down that net, and it happens. They lost by two. They were down by like 13 at one point. They came back. Now, if all these players come back next year, which I know Bruno probably won't, but if they come back next year, man, you're only one player away from hitting the Sweet 16. There's hope, man. There's hope in Maryland now, and I love it.
That's an interesting call, Eddie, because that was going to kind of bring me to my next question, which is, you know, what do you think they're missing? Let's just assume that Bruno's gone, because I think we can all agree he's out of here. So yeah. What do you think it is? Do they need a dynamic big man to replace him? Do you think it is guard play? If you could construct the Terps for the future and sprinkle in something they're missing right now, who would it be, Eddie?
I would say probably to replace Bruno, a big man down there that can dominate the boards.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really dominate the boards, but you know, someone down there that can intimidate some a small forward or a shooting guard coming down there, figuring out that, you know what, I can't really make that layup the way I usually make it. I got to change my game up. That's what Bruno and Jalen does or do. They make the other players do something different. They, you know, going down to the net, to the hole against Terrapin was kind of hard this year.
Yeah.
it was a lot of blocks.
No doubt. Thanks for the call, Eddie.
Yeah. I'm big on that, and I was a supporter of Turgeon, but I'm a believer on that. Coaches can actually kind of dictate the outcome of the game to a certain point. I just don't think throughout the year and throughout this game that he did the necessary things that he needed to do. The thing that lost me with Turgeon, I'm going to be honest with you, was during this year, I forgot what team they were playing, but they lost a game. And he literally said, like, we didn't do anything on this team. Like, what? As a coach, how do you not prepare for, like, how do you not go through that with another team before you ready to play them? Like, that's just my only issue with Turgeon is that, yeah, it's good to work on yourself, but it's also good to expose the kids to what they're going to see on an upcoming matchup, you know?
Bruno Fernando had a double-double today, 10 points, 15 boards. So
not good enough.
He was a presence inside for sure, but it wasn't enough. Jalen Smith led all scores, 15 points and 8 boards for him. So in the paint, you know, the Terps did what they had to do, I guess, but it just wasn't enough. 69-67, their season is over as they lose to LSU. Dave in Oxon Hill, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Trav, what's up, brother?
What's up, Dave?
I just called, man. I totally disagree with Pitbull's blaming of Turgeon for today. If Turgeon can stay or go, but you can't teach heart and effort. They played tentative and passive most of the game down the stretch at the end of the season during the postseason. Passive and tentative was part of their issue. But on that last play, you can't make Ayala not play Ole and stick his hand out instead of taking your leg and stepping over, or Jalen stepping over. Those are basic fundamentals. And then what evidence is there that Turgeon doesn't have them shoot free throws? Because I've heard him out of his mouth during the year in postgame saying, we practice free throws ad nauseum. So unless he's just flat out lying, I don't believe that he doesn't have the guys shoot free throws in practice. It comes in a free throw, it's free. No one's in front of you. So there's 16 or 23. You make four more of those, this game's over. You win going away.
Right.
You're saying that Turgeon didn't get him in good offensive sets towards the end. Ayala had a wide open three pointer. He makes that, the game's over.
Hey, Dave, so you and I
– LSU comes down and makes the three-pointer.
Dave, you and I agreed today that Turgeon, you know, stepped up. I thought it was the best game he's coached all year, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But hold on, Dave.
Put him back in the game.
Hold on, Dave. Let me ask you this. Moving forward,
yes, sir.
Do you like him as your coach?
I will take Turgeon because he's a damn good recruiter.
Right.
I hear the criticism, and I accept it. That's what I'm saying. He could stay or go. I'll take him. Because he gets the kids in there. Does he maximize their potential?
Right.
I can say no, he doesn't. But you got to get the kids there. And we've had an issue at not only Maryland, Georgetown, George Mason, George Washington, in this area being the most basketball rich area region in the country, keeping kids here.
Right.
Turgeon is able to get them in. So, hell, get some more people on your staff, which he's done. He brought in Brodus. Get some people on your staff that can connect with the kids and get more out of them. I don't know, but I wouldn't get rid of them.
All right, thanks for the call, Dave. Strong stuff, Pitbull.
I guess I'm a little bit old school. I guess that's just me. Yeah, you can keep getting players there, but what do you do with the players?
Development.
What do you do? I mean, if you're still losing games with good players, like, that comes down to the coach. Maybe I'm a little old school. Maybe people don't have this at their profession, but let's take this out of coaching and your profession.
I call this good radio because we just disagree. I think Turgeon did his thing today, personally. I know you and Vicky Vick are on the same deal. We're going to go to break. When we come back, the phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. We're going to get into this. Terps lose. What do you think? Should Turgeon go? That's the question on the Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls if you want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience, 1067 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking phone calls, 800-636-1067. Question of the day, how are you looking at this Terps tournament experience? Are you looking on the side of, hey, it was a good season, they fought hard, they came up short, future looks bright? Or are you looking at it like they should have won that game? This is all Turgeon's fault. 800-636-1067. It's really only two ways to look at this, if you ask me. So let's get it going. Let's start with my boy. Now, listen, these phone lines are jam-packed. All right, so I want to hear from everyone. Let's get it going. 800-636-1067. Mark and Largo, you're batting leadoff. What do you think about the Terps?
Look, my attitude is this, man. They played hard today. Turgeon does deserve some playing. But if you're going to get rid of Turgeon, who are you going to bring to get in here, man? I mean, look, here's the problem with Maryland right now. They're in the wrong damn conference. They clearly are in the wrong damn conference in football. And in basketball, they're always going to be behind Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan. They need to go back to the ACC where at least it's tradition over there. They don't have no tradition right now. They're just a team. Just like you know how the song is, you're just a dude, they're just a team. And when you're just a team right now, you're not going to get a lot of people to come and coach your team. Now, if you had tradition, you would get people to come to your team. I'm out.
Mark and Largo bringing it strong.
And hold on, my boy is just not just another guy. He's not a dude.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I love the passion of the last guy, but we're never going back to the ACC. So I don't know what the point is there. But, you know, overall, it is what it is. You know, it's a disappointing loss, and everybody can look at it and say, hey, we lost by two to LSU. But you can play that both ways because guess what? We barely beat Belmont by two also. So, you know, that goes either way. We don't get the 2 points against Belmont. We're looking at a first-round loss. But with Turgeon, you know, we got 8 years. It's not like we, you know, it's not like we're waiting for something else to come along. It is what it is. He's made the tournament, you know, 4 out of the 8 years. He's got 4 wins in the tournament. And guess what? Every one of those wins is against a double-digit seed. That's just how it is with him. As soon as he faces a higher seeded team, he's out. And it's just, you know, he's not a bad coach. He's a nice guy, but he's not going to take Maryland to where we want to be. And a lot of it is his personality. I mean, he's schedule scared. We never play in any decent preseason tournaments anymore. He schedules cupcakes so he can, you know, so he can enter conference play at, you know, 18-2 or 17-3, whatever it is. He always fades down the stretch. Look at that Penn State game. It was absurd. Look at Nebraska. That was, you know, that's unacceptable. You know, and we get to the tournament. You think about it. You guys talked about developing players. Herter has a very good shot of hitting the all-rookie team.
Yep.
He never even got to play. He didn't get to play in any tournament last year.
Wow.
You got Bruno. He's going to the NBA. Six is going to be in the NBA. That's 3 NBA players out of the last 2 years, and you got to win against Belmont to show for it. So, again,
coaching.
Nice guy. And I don't like to think about who else are you going to get. You know what? It's a good job. And you don't not get rid of somebody because you're afraid the next guy's not going to be. You know, that's a Turgeon attitude. Well, we don't want to get rid of him because we're afraid the next guy won't be as good.
Right.
You know, you aim high. You go out and get some young guy like Nate Oates or something like that, and you roll the dice. Every coaching hire, you're rolling the dice. We've given this guy 8 years. Unfortunately, because of Kevin Anderson's contract extension, you know, we're kind of stuck with him for the next couple anyway. So, but, right. You know, if he doesn't do anything the next couple of years, he does have a good class coming in with the twins and the Scott kid. So, I mean, he does have a good class coming in. We'll see if Stick sticks around. But, I mean, bottom line is he's not the answer for the long term. Unfortunately, we're stuck in a situation financially, especially with the you know, what happened in football, that they couldn't afford to get rid of him now anyway. But bottom line, he's never going to take us, you know, to where you want to be, which is, you know, routinely being in the Sweet 16 and having a chance. It should be competing against Michigan State and Michigan. There's no excuse for Maryland not competing against those schools. And right now they don't.
That's all I got. Thanks for the call, Jeff. That was good stuff. Let's go to Greg in Winchester. Greg, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I just want to comment that I've been following Maryland since the early 1970s, and I remember hearing all the people out there who think they can coach calling in and asking for Lefty to resign, to be fired. Then in the late 1990s, everybody was calling for Gary Williams to be fired. So I just think everybody else thinks they know how to coach. We just need to leave him alone. I've never met the man, but I think he does a fine job coaching. He's a great recruiter. If you go back and look, when Turge came to the Terps, we were in the ACC. And I think deep down, if you ask Mark Turgeon, he wants to coach in the ACC, but we're not going back to the ACC. That's past us. We took that for the money and to be a football program. But I think the future's bright for them. They got some good young players. If Sticks comes back next year, I think we'll have a successful season. I just think that everybody needs to get off of the thing that the guy can't coach or he needs to be fired because, the guy, he wins, he coaches well, he recruits well. We don't have any off-the-field issues, things like that. So things could be a lot worse, and I think we just need to be happy with what we have and support the team and
look forward to next season. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Greg, and the history lesson. Let's go to Cole in St. Mary's, home of Travis Thomas. What's up, Cole?
Hey, thanks for the answering the call there. You know, just wanted to talk about that blatant travel there with, you know, 8 seconds or so left, and then, you know, the resulting two that ended the game there, you know, with 1.9 seconds left. I don't know. I just figured a game of, you know, going to, you know, next game, going to the Sweet 16, I just figured, you know, the something so blatant would have been called.
Yeah, but, I mean, Cole, you know this as well as I do. We watch March Madness every year. This stuff happens, man, and that's sometimes,
yeah, oh yeah.
You know, sometimes when you have these close games, that's some of the things that can happen to you. You can get screwed over. I mean, right, automatically, Cole, I've jumped back to the NFL when I feel like the Saints should have been in the Super Bowl if that call was was called. But so these things happen in tight games like that. To me, I'm more disgusted with the defense just allowing that kid from LSU to basically just walk to the basket and score that game winner. Like, I mean, it looked like a warm-up layup drill line. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, but he literally did walk it to the hoop.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, it's incredible.
But, I mean, you know, can't get too mad because, like I said earlier, you know, I mean, we came back from a, you know, 15-point deficit and then, you know, brought the game back. So that was pretty awesome.
They fought hard. They fought hard. What part of St. Mary's are you in, bro? I'm Lexington Park. That's where I'm from.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm right in Mechanicsville.
There you
go.
Mechanicsville. There you go, yep, man. So. Southern Maryland, stand up. Thanks for the love, Cole.
That's it. Let's go Terps. All right. Have a good one, man.
800-636-1067. Let's go to KC in Fort Washington. KC, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Travis, how you doing?
All right, brother. How are you?
Okay. I'm with the we need to fire Mark Turgeon today bandwagon. That, we barely beat a Belmont team, and then we come back and lose to LSU. We had enough talent to make a Final Four run. We have underachieved yet again another year. This is ridiculous.
And LSU didn't have a coach. They didn't have a coach. The coach was caught on right. LSU didn't even have a coach. They were caught on wiretap.
Which is even worse.
Right.
And I have to agree with you that that last 10 seconds of defense was ridiculous. Come on. If nothing else, he should be shooting two foul shots, but he shouldn't get to run through the lane and shoot a layup, people backing up off him. Foul the guy, if nothing else, but go hard at him. That was ridiculous.
Hey, KC, someone called the show earlier, and they said that they should let Turgeon go, and they should get someone who has a better feel for the local talent and can keep some of the local kids here in Maryland. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. Actually, he's benefiting from the local talent here. He got three talented freshmen, you know, right, from the Baltimore area, and D.C. is a hotbed for basketball. Calvin comes from St. John's. He was, you know, a five-star recruit. So he's benefiting from the local talent, but he doesn't, you know, get him to play up to par.
Right. All right, KC. Well, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff from you. All right, let's take Pat in Mechanicsville, Southern Maryland, all in this thing. What's up, Pat?
What's up, Travis?
What's going on, man? What do you think about the Terps?
Man, my thing is, Turgeon, you like to say, we can't get rid of him because we owe him too much money. But the man was 1-18 against ranked teams on the road so right. far in his career.
Coaching.
And my thing is, why can't, if he's such a good recruiter, why can't we go out and get a shooter? We need somebody who can light it up from outside. Kellen, he's gotten worse as he's gone on. But that's my thing. And, you know, like I say, you can't get rid of them because we owe them too much money and they're still paying off Durkin. So, you know, you can't get rid of them. But, my thing is they did show a lot of heart today. And, you know, it is what it is. And we got a good recruiting class coming in. And we'll see where we go from there. Southern Maryland connection, Travis.
I love it, man. St. Mary's County. I'm repping all day, Pat. Thanks for the call, brother.
Well, we know that Turgeon just made somebody a lot of money. That assistant coach is going to get paid from Turgeon. He beat Turgeon in a tournament.
By the way, he brought up Southern Maryland. Someone I know, Brian Merritt, is an assistant coach on LSU, so they are
really
rocking right now,
wow,
man.
I love the county.
Southern Maryland is not messing around. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. We're talking March Madness. We're talking Terps. Are you proud of the season? Pat on the back, the old attaboy. get him next year, or are you thinking it's time for changes at College Park? Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. A lot of vitriol around this college basketball team. A lot of Terps rage. I even had a friend call up and cuss on air. Luckily, Vicky Vick was on his game there.
He's awesome.
Was able to get to the dump button quickly. Can we just talk about the debauchery that has happened to us in the past 48 hours, brother? I mean, every year, my friend Dave Pitbull in studio with me, every year for March Madness, we get together and bad things happen. I mean, we gamble heavily.
Yes.
There's a lot of alcoholic beverages flowing. Consumed.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on with us. Have you had a great March Madness with your boy?
Man, every time I step into it, first I want to say thank you for inviting me into your domain. You know, this is pretty cool. You know, your domain is pretty awesome. I've had nothing but love, man. It's been enjoyable. Every time I'm with my boy is always an experience. That's why it's called the Travis Thomas Experience.
Do you feel as though this radio program could provide some things for a case to be built against us, considering all the felonious activities that we participated in yesterday?
Well, we didn't disclose any names, so maybe we won't. If they know by face, maybe we're in trouble. But other than that, we're good.
This radio show recordings could be used against us in a court of law.
Maybe, maybe not, but we didn't disclose any names, you know. So names and just us talking is two different things, man.
800-636-1067, taking your phone calls, your thoughts on the Terp season. Okay, Dave, so here's the deal. We came into March Madness with six local teams.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty, Virginia Tech, UVA, Old Dominion, VCU, and Maryland. Okay, we had six. Out of those six, three bit the dust. Old Dominion, VCU, and now the Terps.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Liberty, Virginia Tech, and UVA left. Now tomorrow at 7, Liberty and Virginia Tech play each other. So out of these three teams, basically, who do you trust more? Do you trust the winner of the Liberty-Virginia Tech game, or do you trust UVA more for the locals to go further? Who do you got?
Well, I'm not a big believer, as you can probably see, on UVA, just because they run a wishbone offense. And in today's time in basketball, actually, I got them being upset by UC Irvine in the Sweet 16, just because of scoring.
Whoa!
And those things. Yes, I got UC Irvine in Elite Eight.
So hold on a second.
Yes.
You have Virginia beating Oklahoma, and you have UC Irvine beating Oregon, and then you have the Anteaters beating.
Anteaters.
Shocking the world and beating UVA.
Anteaters.
So you're telling me the winner of Liberty, Virginia Tech, you have more faith in.
Yes. And I would right now, Virginia Tech hasn't been playing good down the stretch. Liberty actually surprised me. I didn't think they were going to get past Mississippi State. I didn't think they were. Mississippi State is they're good from the outside. They also have good low post presence. I didn't think they were going to be able to handle, but they dominated that game. I know they were down, but they never felt like they were out of that game. So if you want to, if I right now, just based upon what I see, even though Virginia Tech played well, oh my God, I didn't think that was going to come out, even though I had them going on, but I didn't think they were going to be as dominant as they were. Right now, I would say Liberty, a strong case for Virginia Tech. Whoever wins that game would be probably the stronger pick. UVA, I'm not a believer.
Wow.
No.
So I'm just trying to look here to see. So if Virginia Tech and Liberty, the winner of that gets who?
Virginia Tech, Liberty will play the winner of Duke and UCF.
UCF.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yeah, and whatever that is, Zion.
Wow.
Whoever goes on to play this next round, Zion.
Wow.
Yeah, one name.
All right, so I'm getting a text now that I can get my friend Brian, who's an assistant on that LSU team.
Wow.
I can get him to call into the show.
Wow.
That's awesome. I got to make that happen.
Yes.
Vic, is that who I have on line one, or do we have to call him? We have an LSU caller. Who's this on line one? Did you ask her name?
He said it's Wild Man. You should know who he is.
See if it's Brian. I want to see if that's my boy. If that's him, I'm going to put him on. We have an assistant coach from LSU who I think just called the show. And I would love to talk to him and see as they advance now. Who's LSU getting next, Dave?
LSU.
They get
LSU, Sparty.
They get Michigan State next.
Yes.
That's a big game.
Yes, they will.
It is Brian. Oh, we got my boy. All right. Let's bring him on. Brian Merritt, an assistant coach for LSU.
Wow.
After they just beat the Terps 69-67. This is shocking developments here on the Travis Thomas Experience in this game.
Nothing.
Switched to the zone defense and made it tough in the second half. How did you guys adjust to that?
It took us a while to adjust. We kept plugging away like we always do. You know, one thing about us is we beat teams. We don't put teams away.
Right.
Because we don't want people to change the channel on us.
Right.
Because if people change the channel, then they don't see everything.
Let me ask you.
We like to keep it interesting. We like to keep it interesting, and we like to make sure people stay watching our kids.
Let me ask you this. With all the questions now at the head coach position, do you feel as though the guys are galvanizing and rallying around that? Because most people think, oh, they don't have a coach.
No.
They're not going to win.
No. These kids lost their captain and their brother in October.
Right.
These kids are battle-tested. Iron sharpens iron. These jokers are ready to roll.
No doubt. So next up is Sparty. How do you see that one playing out?
Pain. Lots of pain.
Really?
He gave us a clever Lang.
Go ahead, coach.
What's your prediction for the fight? Pain.
Okay, I like your confidence, coach.
So,
nobody in this tournament can guard Naz Reid or Tremont Waters, period.
So you know
the story.
So you know Izzo's teams are always physical. You expect a physical battle here, a heavyweight fight.
They're gonna foul us. We're gonna foul them. We're gonna finish through them. We're gonna finish over them. Period.
Wait, now if Brian's right, they beat Sparty. There could be a date with Duke. Now, Brian, you know now.
No. Oh, Duke's got to beat Taco Fall first.
Oh, what do we have here? A little UCF prediction here. You think UCF's going to give them a game?
UCF's going to give them a game.
Ooh. Now, your boy Taco Fall came out and said, Zion ain't going to be dunking on me. You think he's right?
Yes, not happening. That's my son.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I worked with him for about 3 weeks when I was with John Lucas in Houston. He's a savage.
Wow. So, Brian, how did you end up at LSU? Because you've been all over the place, right?
I've been around this thing for a long time. Will Wade got the job.
Yeah.
A couple of months after the job he got it, he pulled me in July, and I came in here, and I've just been helping out with the guys and making sure everybody does what they're supposed to do off the court.
My friend Brian Merritt, an assistant coach on the LSU team, just moments after beating the Terps 69-67. Brian, you've been around a lot of great teams in college basketball throughout your career. Where does this LSU team rank for what you've been around personally?
I went to the Final Four in 2005 at Louisville with Francisco Garcia, Tyquan Dean, Larry O'Bannon, Ellis Miles. This team, talent-wise, is light years ahead of them, battle-tested. Like, but the thing that's crazy is, like, we have eight players. We're playing eight guys. Four of them are freshmen. Nobody has been through more than we have. Wow. Period. It ain't even close. We've been through more adversity, I don't even know the number. How many, we played more overtime games than anybody in the country in this tournament. And we've come out on top.
And Coach, I wasn't a believer in LSU, but
Will Wade and Greg Heyer prepared us for battle to be in a fight in the last 3 minutes. Make your free throws, be solid on defense, take care of the ball.
You have me convinced, Coach.
That's it.
I'm on your board. I'm on board with you, Coach.
Yeah, you're selling us, man. Well, look, you're going to be in D.C. Make sure you look me up. Let's get together.
There better be a whole bunch of Great Mills, St. Mary's County up in that
mofo. Sir. We got to represent. I appreciate you, Brian.
County
Thank you,
swag.
Man. Good luck to the Tigers, too.
I swear to God, if y'all ain't, if the county ain't in that piece, throwing down with pitchers, I don't do it.
I appreciate the call, bro.
I'm ripping the green door. I'm ripping the green door. I got everybody.
St. Mary's in the house. Thanks, County Coach. Swag. Hey, reach out to me when you're in town, too, man. How about that? How about that? LSU beating the Terps, and then I get a coach calling my show.
He was excited.
Yeah, he was pretty fired.
He was ready to drop some things that FCC was greedy not allowed to go on.
Yeah. No,
he
doubt.
Was excited.
I mean,
I love it, though.
They should be. I mean, look, I love that it. Was a tough game and obviously heartbreak for us here as Terps fans, but LSU earned it. And, you know, you and I sat down and we're filling out the brackets and we're talking and we're like, I just don't know how far LSU can go without the guidance of a coach.
Right.
And that obviously that assistant coaching staff is rallying around those guys and making sure they're prepared.
With the fire he has, I would follow him. I'm sorry. I would follow him. And he's an assistant coach. Like, I can only imagine how the lead assistant is. Like, I would follow that team. Apparently, they like their coach.
Well, he also gave us some insight into that next matchup of Michigan State, where I said, look, Sparty's up next. You know, you guys ready for that? And he made it very clear. It's just going to be a physical game.
Pain.
We're going to foul them. They're going to foul us. You know, he mentioned free throws a lot, though. So I think that's something that they obviously know. They want to come in, make all these fights, heavyweight fights, and drag you into 12 rounds of hell. That's what LSU wants to do.
I think so. They have that mentality where, I'm telling you, that coach just convinced me. Like, LSU might go farther than what I'm expecting for them to go. Just because they look like they're galvanized together. And it's something special, you know, just piggybacking on what we talked about with the Nats. It's something special with chemistry.
My favorite part of that interview was him asking my hometown to stand up, show up, and show out in Capital One Arena. LSU is in the Sweet 16. They won it with Michigan State. They won it. I brought up Duke. He said, we're not worried about them either. Right. They had to beat UCF first.
Wow.
How about
that's huge.
That?
Zion.
Man. LSU's not playing any games. They're here. Let us know what you think. 800-636. Oh, is this my last? This is going to be my last segment, isn't it? I'm going to have to wrap this up. Oh, I got two more. All right, good. We'll take calls. Hey, Craig's like, man, you can have it all night. 800-636-1067. Hit me up. Travis Thomas Experience, 1067 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Travis Thomas Experience wrapping it up on this Saturday afternoon. My main man, Craig Hoffman, up next. Going to keep it going. Although we almost orchestrated a trade where for a future... future draft pick and cash considerations. I was gonna go ahead and do his show as well, but
that was gonna be a tough negotiation. Yeah, he's tough.
In the 11th hour, the deal got called off, so we didn't make it happen. If you want to get any calls in, do it now. 800-636-1067. Got about 5 minutes left in show. Just wanted to end it with my boy Pitbull, who been friends for 15 years. And we've seen a lot of March Madnesses in our lives. We've been getting together. I would say this is our third one now, right?
Yeah.
Third March Madness now, where we take off Thursday and Friday from our jobs. We just watch all the games together, gamble and drink heavily on the games.
I leave the babies back at home, you know, the good old kiddos in the classroom, and I come down and take my vacation and enjoy my time with my boy. You know,
I went 2-4 on my bets for the first 2 days. So not a good March Madness for me at all. But my bracket is still intact as my Final Four is still alive and well. Michigan State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and UNC. Of course, Dave has something similar, but I think you have Duke. But after talking to my boy from LSU, it's starting to feel like you might go that route.
Man, if I could change my whole board right now, man. I got them beating Michigan State, and if Duke, apparently to him, Duke might not make it. But, if they play Duke, I got them beating Zion, and I got them winning it all based upon, his fired upness.
So right now, Kentucky is up on Wofford 28-26 at halftime. So Wofford hanging in there. That one kid, man, he's ridiculous. Fletcher, whatever his name is, he can shoot the lights out. So they're down 2 at the half. Good game there. All right, and then Florida and Michigan pops up at 5, and you like Michigan in that one, right?
Yeah. I got Michigan playing Texas Tech, and then Texas Tech beating Michigan.
All right, let's go one word answers. You got Michigan, yes. Florida. You got Florida State over Murray State, correct?
Yes.
Baylor Gonzaga. You like Gonzaga?
Yes.
Same. We agree on everything so far. Minnesota, Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Agreed. Villanova, Purdue. This is where I think we might disagree.
Nova.
Okay.
Leadership.
So I have Nova in my bracket.
Uh-huh.
But I actually think if I were betting this game, which I'm not, I would bet Purdue.
I would bet the other.
I think they're a better team. They just always choke in March Madness.
Exactly.
Where Villanova, to me, almost overachieves.
Yeah, but I got Jay Wright.
Jay Wright, better coach.
Yes.
Boom. Yeah. Auburn, Kansas.
Auburn. Kansas, too many injuries.
So we disagree on the last two.
Yeah.
I have Auburn in my bracket as well, but I could see Kansas winning that game.
Right. I mean, I can, but a lot of injuries. Coach, influx, you never know.
Vic, what is your bracket still intact, or are you in shambles?
Well, this is actually my second year I didn't do a bracket.
What?
Wow.
I didn't do one.
What? Okay.
I got so disappointed every year to the point where, what's the point? I'm just going to root for all the underdogs and hope they all win.
That's smart. You're like, I'm tired of not winning this. Hoffman, how's your bracket looking? You still in good shape or what? Well, you're so busy. Do you even fill one of these out?
Yeah, I have one. Here's the crazy thing, though. My mom filled one out for the first time this year ever. Wow. She texted me this morning. Guess there's 32 games as of this morning, right? We obviously have a couple more now.
Right.
Guess how many she picked correctly?
Not all of them,
but close enough to make me sick.
She's really? Only missed like one or two.
28 of 32.
What?
I guess I'm proud.
First bracket ever. What?
I guess I'm proud, but I'm kind of salty.
So you're letting your mom pick out your bracket next to you?
I am now.
There you go.
You have to. And this is what ticks me off, right?
Right?
As a gambler, I've watched this. I'm 37. I know I've watched 35 March Madnesses at least, right? I go 2-4 in my bets yesterday. Mom's comes in, never fills out a bracket. Boom.
Yo, you were going 4-0.
It's unbelievable.
Yo, yesterday, too, the last 2 days, I was in for Dukes at Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, I could have bet. Mom, why didn't you give me the picks? You were going to hit all of them. Like, my picks didn't hit anything. Why couldn't I have had yours?
Moms always know best, that's for sure.
Yes.
Well, Dave, it's been an honor having you in, man. Thanks for coming in, and thanks to you all my boys, too. Our group thread was going nuts on our text message. All our boys listening. That's the beauty of technology, I'm sure, radio.com, because none of them live here, so radio.com coming in handy for us.
Yeah.
And it's just been special to have my boy in studio with me. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. Give me a follow. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.